The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DePaul University. With more than 195,000 alumni around the world, DePaul graduates are a force in the workforce. Learn more at herewedo.depaul.edu.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hosting with you, Abdallah. Monday night. I like hosting with you. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night.
You don't need me tonight.
I need you. I absolutely need you. What I was going to say is there's nothing like a Friday night here on ESPN 1000. Bleck and Abdallah with you. Friday night calls. All calls welcome. 312-332-3776. I'm not kidding. It is my favorite part of this show. Because basically what has started to take place here with Bleck and Abdallah on Friday nights is you take over the show. Like, we're here, but we're just an accessory to what all of you are doing with the program. And that's what it's become. And it's fantastic. And it's my favorite part of this show is Friday nights get weird.
Yeah.
We get calls about all kinds of different topics. And they're all welcome. All calls welcome. Friday night calls, 312-332-3776.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of stuff on people's minds, whether it's Russell Wilson, whether it's the Bulls tonight against the Suns trying to get to 500. You got a full weekend for the Blackhawks. You can get two wins against the Red Wings. Anytime you can get two. And that would be four, right? Because they won the first two against the Red Wings. Yeah. You could win two again. That'd be four against the Red Wings because, you know, I almost said something really bad about
you almost swore.
I didn't say swear. Oh, okay. I don't know. Can you say?
Don't do it. Okay. Let's keep the show going at least for one more night.
Here's what happens, right? Yeah. On Friday nights, I say something for like 2 minutes. You say something for like 2 minutes, and we already have phone calls.
Yeah, it's what we do. So you're welcome to join us. 312-332-3776.
Good question, song of the night, all that good stuff tonight.
We'll get to it. It's all locked and loaded. We have takes. We have sports takes. If you need the sports takes, we can get to them. Ricardo and Joliet, you kick things off. All calls welcome. Friday night calls. Bleck and Abdallah. Ricardo, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Yo, Chris. Abdallah.
What's up?
What's up, Ricardo? You ready to go? You ready?
Yeah, no, I just want to show some love. You guys are freaking hilarious. I love it when you guys rip Cap. It's very funny. It's just the back and forth, you and Sylvie. No sports thought. I just want to show love. You guys are the greatest. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ricardo. Appreciate you're awesome. Thank you for calling.
And Ricardo brings this up. Did you find out what Hall of Fame you're supposed to make?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday we played it, and I can play it again. But last night or yesterday on Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show here on ESPN 1000 from 7 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning here on ESPN 1000, Cap's diss to me was this.
When's Bleck's Hall of Fame induction? When's Bleck's Hall of Fame induction?
And again, I don't get the diss. Do you get the diss?
When's Bleck's Hall of Fame induction?
Is Cap in the Hall of Fame? Is that what he's going at? Is Cap, that he's a Hall of Famer? So
speaking of Cap, and I'm not saying
Bleck's Hall of Fame induction.
I'm not saying he's trying to program our show.
Uh-huh.
But he must have been listening.
Yeah.
Before his pregame show starts.
Yeah.
Because he just tweeted this out.
When's Bleck's Hall of Fame induction?
I don't know if this is breaking news, but sources with the city of Chicago have confirmed to me that the plan is for some fans to be allowed at both Wrigley Field and Guaranteed Rate, starting with opening day.
Wow, look at him.
That's in like a month.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. It's also outside, so.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Back to what we were saying.
10%, 20%, 25%?
Yeah, it sounds right.
Spaced out.
When's Bleck's Hall of Fame induction?
Again, I don't get the diss.
I don't get it either.
So shout out to Cap.
You want to go to the raid on opening day?
When's Bleck's Hall of Fame induction?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it.
Well, if I'm vaccinated.
Let's do it. Kevin in Midway, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, guys? So I've been thinking about what Kyrie Irving said a couple days ago. And he said he wants to change the NBA logo to Kobe Bryant. And his reasoning is because black kings built the NBA. That's why he wants to change, get rid of Jerry West and put Kobe Bryant, because black kings built the NBA. And I see virtually no media pushback for this. I mean, the reason he wants to get rid of Jerry West and replace him with Kobe Bryant because black kings built the NBA, it's just the amount of hypocrisy coming out of Flat Earth Kyrie Irving is unbelievable. And I just can't believe someone would say that and not get any pushback.
Well, I think, Kevin, Kyrie gets a lot of pushback for a lot of things he says. I also think, you know, I don't know. If you want to change the logo, the league can change the logo. But what I think will take place is they won't change the logo because it's not technically a logo of Jerry West. Everyone says that the person that came up with the silhouette was going off of Jerry West driving the basketball down the court. But it's not specifically of that. We all know Jerry West is the logo, but it's not trademarked to Jerry West. And what would happen is they change it to any modern day player.
You got to pay him.
The modern day player is going to want royalties to the league using their likeness for the logo, whether it be Kobe, whether it be Michael, whether it be, you know, if you wanted the Skyhook with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to be the logo. I mean, whoever, you know, Magic Johnson, a behind the back pass, whatever it is. Whatever that logo is, if you want to change it, I don't think it would ever happen because then you would have to tie that logo and the royalties to whoever that likeness is from.
Well, because if it's going to be anybody, if you don't care about rights and you don't care about how much you have to pay for likeness, it should be the Jumpman logo. Like the Jumpman logo should be the logo of the NBA. It should be Michael Jordan.
My argument against that is that it's already a brand. And it's already the logo of Jumpman. Like,
so you don't need...
Why does everything have to be the same?
I don't think you need to change the NBA logo to anything. It's the logo. It's fine. Like, yeah, it's not...
It seems to be a bit... You're right. Why would it even be something to... You know, like, is anyone out there saying you should change the NFL logo because...
To Tom Brady?
Yeah, right.
Make it a TV12
or to whoever you think the, you know, Walter Payton, the great, like, should the logo of a league be the greatest player or whoever played that?
Shield, man. It's the Shield.
Deshaul in St. Charles, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hi, it's Deshaul, and I was wondering with the Chicago's quarterback situation if they shouldn't spend a lot of money into it and get, like, somebody like Marcus Mariota, who's like a backup, but he's kind of reliable because he's been in the NFL for a little bit and it's pretty good.
Yeah, Dashiell, thank you for the phone call. That's an interesting thought. You know, the thing that we've always heard with Ryan Pace is that he liked Marcus Mariota. So in the back of my head, I always wondered if that would be something that could happen in this offseason that no one really ordered. Like, you know, when they bring something to the table and y'all look around and you say, yeah, we didn't order the fried pickles. Like, I guess we'll eat them if you leave them here, but
we didn't
order the fried pickles. But like Marcus Mariota, I don't think any Bears fan would be salivating for a Marcus Mariota brought to the table in this offseason.
You know what the problem is? The problem is, and it if you're going to just go with a guy, then sure. But you've got Watson doesn't want to be where he is. Wilson is a little disgruntled and maybe wants out. You don't, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? You don't, people don't just say stuff to say stuff. You've got Dak out there with no contract right now. They could franchise him. And I just don't want to settle for Marcus Mariota. You know, I want one of these good quarterbacks. You have picks to trade. Pace has never been, not willing to trade picks. You can make the cap space work. You might have to get rid of some of your defensive players, your high-paid defensive players, but there are ways to make it work. Upgrade. Don't remain the same. To me, Mariota's the same as Nick Foles. It's the same as Nick Foles.
312-332-3776 is the phone number. I don't want to upset anyone. The Twitch chat, ESPN 1000 Chicago. The fried pickles comment, I am not doing a one-for-one comparison that fried pickles are the same as Marcus Mariota. I was just giving an example of something that could be brought to a table that may or may not have been ordered by the group of people in my fictional thought sitting at said table.
Right, because he's more of a fried cauliflower.
Sure. Whatever.
He's a hummus platter.
Yeah, I'm not ordering a hummus platter when I go to a restaurant with the lazy
carrot stick and the lazy celery stick
like that.
I'm 90% hummus.
I am not ordering something that is basically food for a rabbit. Not ordering that as an appetizer
hummus
at a
restaurant. Good. You just got to pair it with the right stuff.
It is. But when they give you the hummus and then the lazy carrots and the celery to dip it in, that's you need to give me a good pita chip. You need to give me something good to dip into that, and then I'm all about it. So I agree with you. Hummus, good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. There's some restaurants that give you the lazy hummus plate as an appetizer, and that's not what I'm here for. So I'm just saying, fried pickle fans, no offense. I'm not comparing the fried pickle on the menu to Marcus Mariota. I just wanted to clarify that before we move forward here on the show tonight.
I just want to know, if Cap was listening and we were talking about it, why didn't he tweet this out during Waddle and Sylvie? So, like, we had some like...
When's Black's Hall of Fame induction?
So we weren't just, like, speculating on stuff.
When's Black's Hall
of
Fame induction?
If you had this info, why you wait till 6:01 to tweet this out?
To empty the clip there?
Yeah.
Empty the draft? You know why? He was gathering the information. He was out there looking up the sources. He was trying to figure it out. And then what time is the tweet? What time is it marked?
When's Black's Hall of Fame induction?
6:05 p.m.
6:05. It took him 5 extra minutes to confirm sources.
Should have figured it out.
You know what he's doing?
Earlier.
He's checking. He's rechecking. You never go with the first source. You think Cap looks like a one source guy? He's got to get a second source to confirm the first source and a third source to confirm the second.
Sometimes a no source.
Oh, see, that's going to come back at me, and that was you. You're the one that said that.
I'm joking. He knows I'm joking.
It's a Friday night.
When I say it, he knows it's a joke. When you say it with malice.
I don't have malice in my
you
voice.
You have malice.
I'm just questioning, how is this a diss?
When's Black's Hall of Fame induction?
Pusha T, malice.
Yeah, okay. Friday night calls, 312-332-3776. We're off to a great start. More calls coming up next.
To Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
I know, isn't it? Black Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Friday night, your phone calls at 312-332-3776. It's really the best part of the show.
I tell you, I only got like 3 hours of sleep last night. Like, I was in bed on my phone from 3:30 to 6:30 in the morning.
Why?
I couldn't sleep.
What?
I got a...
So why didn't you get out of bed?
I got a... what do you call it? It wasn't a cortisone shot, but it's like a steroid, like thing in my back. Like,
you
another
roids?
One.
You're
no,
roids?
Remember, like 2 years ago, I had a back thing, and I got like a cortisone shot.
Yeah,
backiotomy. Yeah, I got it again yesterday, and because it wore off after 2 years, and one of the side effects is restlessness and trouble sleeping, and I couldn't sleep last night. I was like I had so much energy.
You know, the key is you have to get out of bed and go somewhere else.
So I did. I got out of bed and I fed my dog her breakfast because she wakes up early and wants breakfast. So I fed her, and then like I didn't want to wake my wife up by like walking around and doing stuff, so I just got back into bed and sat on my phone for like 2 hours.
That sounds miserable.
It was. And so I am like, I just had another coffee. I'm so
you're
tired.
Wired now
I'm so
now you're
tired.
Gonna be up you're gonna
no,
be
it was
up
like
all
a
night.
Small like double shot. It was like a Starbucks thing. It's a small.
All right, let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776. Friday night calls, it gets weird, and now it's time for Mitchell and Desplaines.
I wish I had two things of coffee right now.
Mitchell and Desplaines, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up there, Team Jim and I, Team Sagittarius? I'll have you know that the reason why also Team Sagittarius, why you have this insomnia, because there's a full moon in Virgo.
Yeah.
A full moon in Virgo is going to happen this early tomorrow morning at 2:17 a.m. That's Central Time. So what happens is the energy is pushing up against gravity, causing what I call your mind to chatter. So you can't fall asleep. You have all these ideas. Everything you do turns into like other ideas, and it becomes a nightmare. The answer to your problem, Ambien. 10 milligrams. Awesome.
Oh,
have your doctor prescribe?
Mitchell, I'm taking 10 milligrams of something the second we get off the air. Trust me.
Okay, well, I think you deserve it. Okay, now here's the bottom line, all right?
Can we get a wine first, Mitchell? Can we get a wine of the week?
That's my bottom line. This awkward phone call Friday, my first thing right off the bat is my recommendation to a great Merlot and Cabernet by Francis Coppola. He has a blend of wines that's been around for years, and it's excellent. You know, when he first started doing it about maybe 15 years ago, I thought it was kind of like a bit. But he takes his wine really seriously. So if you're really into Cab, you're really into the Merlots, they have two different lines. Francis Coppola, the famous director, Apocalypse Now, he doesn't work anymore. Now he focuses on his wine. So I highly recommend that. The price point, Team Sagittarius and Gemini, is around $14.55 on the high end. And on the low end, I've seen it as low as about $9.99.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So that's going to be your price point range. And let me tell you something. It's all about me giving you value, because there's millions of people out there that drink wine every day, and they want to know where the best deals are, and I hope to provide that. Okay, now, I want to ask you guys something real quick regarding basically this fairy tale, the story with Russell Wilson. Okay, obviously, he's using them as leverage. Okay, I think he's kind of a spoiled brat, to be quite honest. Who has a lot of talent? But, you know, there's an idea. It's called, you know, an idea around a contract. And this whole precedent with Watson has set a new precedent with regards to how people behave. Now, look, everybody has their right. They have their opportunity to do whatever they want. That's great. I wish them well. But the whole point of having a contract is that you have to honor it. It's called integrity. Now, why Russell Wilson was crying in his soup during the Super Bowl because he didn't get his fair share, I hope he gets where he wants. He deserves it. He's a great athlete, and he's one hell of a quarterback. But the idea, notion that he's going to come to Chicago is, again, a Johnny Appleseed fairy tale. Now, I highly recommend the following. Nick Foles got the short end of the stick. Okay, he did in 2020. And the bottom line is that if you're going to give up again, Pace keeps on doubling down on his misfortunes, his ineptitude to make good decisions. And it started with Trubisky. It all started with Trubisky in 17 because he had to go rogue and thought that he was going to be too cool for school and basically pick out somebody who's basically heavily flawed. So now he doubles down and he gives away all these draft capital. Now, there are not two more experts on the college game than Team Gemini and Team Sagittarius. So my bottom line is this. If you're going to go into 2021 or 2020, or 2021 in the fall, it would be only in our best interest to keep Foles and maybe have them draft somebody. Or, like I said, just keep it light. But, you know, you can't keep on expecting Ryan Pace. It's like, listen, he has to be accountable for his inconsistency in basically picking Trubisky and then giving away everything. I mean, that's not exactly what I call a great leader. Now, I know you guys hate this opportunity or this suggestion. But look, Nick Foles, okay, if you put any quarterback, if you had Tom Brady play against that offensive line in 2020, you would think that he was a statue. So we got to be somewhat, you know, realistic about, you know, being critical of our offense when Nagy was calling plays. I would like to see Nick Foles under the other person who's going to be calling plays, that it was the second half of the season, and see what they can do and take their picks and invest them in offensive line. Yes, they need to get people that can block for him and put an emphasis on the running game before you start basically having all these fairy tales of about basically attracting Watson or Wilson, which really is basically out of our reach. Now,
Sorry to cut you off, Mitchell. One more note. Go ahead.
One more note is that, listen, I appreciate both you guys. This full moon in Virgo is going to bring out the specificity, the details,
yes,
and more importantly, it's going to make you laser sharply focused on the things that you value the most. And I'll leave you with that.
Wow. Thank you. There he is, Mitchell in Des Plaines. Bringing it. That's outstanding. Nolan in Kentucky listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Nolan, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yes, a bad prepared radio, sir.
You're on the car radio. Fantastic. We love that.
No, it's a bad prepared radio in my house. I'm an NBA fan. I think Moses Malone ought to be ranked higher than Shaq when we're talking about the all-time greatest. But does the younger generation look at Shaq as being better?
Okay, yeah.
This is a bit, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who's talking about Shaq tonight, Nolan?
I'm just talking sports, sir. Our power's been out for 14 days.
Oh, man.
I love this. Okay, Nolan. Nolan, help me out. What other sports thoughts you got rolling around in your mind tonight? So I got it. Moses Malone over Shaq. I got that one down. What next? What else do we got?
Okay, sir. The gentleman was talking about Jerry West. You know, he played in 8 NBA finals. Yeah. If he wins all 8 of them, does he move into the top 5 of all time?
That's a good question. I'm writing that down. Yeah. Jerry West.
No, okay. When are you expected to get your power back on?
Well, they did take the call, sir, and there's 300 left in our county. But, okay, do you all hear from Bob Love, the historic Bulls? Is he with the organization?
Yes, he does work for the Bulls, yes. I believe in some capacity.
In 85, sir, at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis, I got to see Bird and the Celtics play on a Friday and a young Jordan and the Bulls play on a Saturday, and that was a pretty special weekend.
That's a pretty good double dip. That's a twofer right there.
That's pretty good.
And then down at Richfield Coliseum in 83, Moses was with Julius Erving then, and there was a player for Cleveland back then by World Be Free, and that was a – I was thinking if LeBron had played in that Coliseum when the Cavs were good, that would have been one of the most rockin'est arenas in the NBA ever.
Nolan, help me out with something. Something people always talk about. Today's generation of NBA players, so many three-point shots, the tempo is so fast, such a fast pace. How would some of those older players from back in the day fare in today's game if they had the same training and everything?
Well, now, there's a lot of historians out there, you know, with Bird, with his three-point shot, I believe he would have played. And but, you know, and another thing, gentlemen, the debate of the centers of all times, Jabbar, Chamberlain, and Russell, that would be a tremendous debate right there.
Who's yours? Who's your guy that you pick?
Well, I'm not a good Laker fan, but you have to have Jabbar like in the top three of all time.
Yeah.
There are times when I think that Wilt Chamberlain is the greatest of all time, but then we deal with eras and different competition, and things are looked at that way.
Nolan, I talk about it on this show all the time, that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the one that people always ignore as one of the all-time greats.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, Oscar Robertson, he kind of gets forgotten about because of Michael and other guards. He deserves to be in the top eight. And, you know, there's a listing out where the forward from San Antonio Spurs, he's in the top 7. And
Tim Duncan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen.
Nolan, are you a Wildcats fan?
Oh, Big Blue.
Yes.
What do you think of the job Stoops is doing down there?
Who now?
Stoops, Mark Stoops.
Oh, the football.
Yeah, football. I mean, we know the basketball team's having a down year, right?
Yeah, basketball's having a down year. We're talking football.
Calipari, get out of here.
Okay, gentlemen. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you.
Thank you, Nolan.
Night,
call again, all right, Nolan?
I hope
Nolan?
Your power comes back on.
Appreciate
soon.
The phone call. There he is. Nolan in Kentucky listening on, what was it? Not a car radio, not an ESPN Chicago app radio.
I think he
told
just had
me
a radio,
he's, again, without power for 2 weeks.
He just got a radio.
And he found an old radio
and
fixed it. ESPN 1000.
ESPN 1000.
Is he like our Finnish friend?
Talk about, that's a long stream. We shot that thing all the way down there to Kentucky.
Is he like
I
our friend
that.
Frank from
that's
Finland?
Fantastic. ESPN Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. That's great. That made my night. That was some good basketball talk. That's a better basketball guest than we can usually get on this show. Vincent Goodwill was fantastic
last
night.
That's a shot at Goodwill, man.
It's a shot at us. That was great. I'm amped up for a little Friday night hoops. Bulls and Suns. Talk to Nolan in Kentucky. You don't believe that was real.
I thought it was a bit.
I think he's a very nice guy that would just like to talk some hoops.
No, I'm glad.
He had the thought, Moses Malone over Shaquille O'Neal.
Listen.
It's a debate he wanted to settle.
Listen, I am glad that we weren't got.
I mean, we may have been got.
Whatever.
But it was good basketball.
No, that dude,
chat.
No, I talked broken. To him. He would have broken.
I'm not bothered about getting got.
Like, neither am I.
Like, so, Eric, no worries.
I think he was legit. Yeah. I talked to him for like 4 or 5 minutes.
He just, I saw you were talking to him. I saw that the line was on hold for quite some time. He was having a nice basketball conversation. See, that's what we get on a Friday night. That's awesome. Let's do more of that.
Good thing he vetted the call.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
The podcast, Black and Abdallah, on the ESPN Chicago app. We've had some good interviews this week. Baseball interviews, Jesse Rogers, Connor McKnight. We also talked NBA with Vincent Goodwill. You can find all of those interviews on the ESPN Chicago app. Also, remember this weekend, White Sox baseball coverage right here on ESPN 1000 tomorrow at 9 a.m. We have White Sox Weekly with Connor McKnight. And then White Sox and Brewers, the first game on our air here on ESPN 1000, 2 o'clock on Sunday. The White Sox are back on ESPN 1000, so check that out on Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Play-by-play, baseball, Len Casper, DJ, Darren Jackson, back on ESPN 1000.
I'm hyped, man. I'm already on. I've got the early spring training hype where I'm watching highlights on Twitter and like Luis Roberts hitting a home run, Yermin Mercedes crush. Have you seen? I said it.
Yeah,
have you seen, Eric? Have you seen Yermin Mercedes?
I have. So when you say highlights, it's reporter's cell phone through fences.
Yes.
And
yes.
Mercedes is
dude.
He's a guy. He's great.
To be a dude with that big of an upper body and also the arms of a python. Like, he looks like Sergeant Slaughter arms. Like, he has the rock-style arms, but then he still has, like, the belly.
Great.
I'm like, all right, this dude's going to hit some dingers. I love this. This is awesome.
Two other things I want to note. Shout out to the long streamers. Those are the people that we shout out here on the show at night who watch the Twitch stream the entirety of the day here on ESPN 1000. We turn the Twitch stream on at 7 a.m. for Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show right here on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports, Cap and Jay Hood. Boom. Right there, 7 a.m. The stream goes on Twitch. ESPN 1000 Chicago is the channel where you can find that. There are people that watch the Twitch channel the entire day until Black and Abdallah end, and we call those people the long streamers. So shout out to the long streamers who are in the Twitch chat on a Friday night where the weather is starting to get a little bit nicer, but they're still in the Twitch chat. So shout out to all those people. It was a good week here on ESPN 1000, good week of shows. So shout out to the long streamers who watch the show on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. One other note, did I see text messages kind of accusing David Kaplan of listening to the Waddle and Sylvie program and then tweeting out the information?
You really want the smoke, don't
no,
you?
No, I'm not doing anything.
You really want the smoke.
I'm just asking.
Like, you
is
really
that what I
want
saw?
The smoke.
I'm just asking. I didn't check the text messages.
You
I saw
really
some,
want the smoke.
I saw some text messages there. Is that what is that what happened? The end of the Waddle and Sylvie show, and then Cap's tweet came out 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 5 minutes later, really.
Oh,
we were talking about it. We were talking about it from about 6:50 or 5:50 until the end of Waddle and Sylvie about when fans will be allowed in the stands at Wrigley and Guaranteed Rate for baseball because they are outdoor facilities, right? So. Cap is reporting that he's hearing from some sources inside City Hall that opening day might have some fans in the stands.
All right, that's fantastic.
That's
There's
great.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's great.
Okay, I'm just making sure that there were texts there, right?
Huh?
Jay Mitch on the South Side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jay Mitch?
Hey, man, you guys are popular because I've been waiting like an hour to get on. I called at 5:55.
Well, we got you now. What's up, Jay Mitch? What do you got? What do you got?
40 minutes. I mean, you know.
I got a question. It's not even sports related whatsoever. But this is no holds barred, right?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So I'm thinking Now, I listen to all the shows because I drive from the south side to Oak Brook every day. So I catch everybody in the morning. And then I catch the other half in the afternoon. My thing was, if I was a coordinator, because, you know, I sense some tension in the team. I know it's a team, but I sense some tension. So if I was a wedding coordinator and I had to place you guys at tables, who would fit with who?
For the Chicago Bears?
No. This is personal. This is one of you guys. One of you guys have a wedding in the family. You got to invite everybody from the team.
Oh, from the station? Everyone from the station?
Everybody from the station is invited.
I'll let Abdallah handle this. Go ahead, Abdallah.
Who sits with who?
Yeah.
Well, Waddle and Sylvie. I put the shows together.
Boom. Waddle and Sylvie. Waddle and Sylvie. Cap and J-Hood.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got to assume plus one. So how big are my tables?
Are we assuming plus ones, J-Mitch?
Well, we're assuming the station and their plus ones, but I get the feeling that some personalities can't fit with the other personalities.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true.
We all love it. It's all fun here, Jay Mitch. Nobody actually dislikes each other.
Who do you think we dislike?
I'm not saying. That's up to you guys to decide. I'm not saying, but I hear Waddle and Sylvie, and I hear Captain Hood, and I'm not certain.
We love Hood. We host college football shows with Jonathan Hood.
I think we've worked the longest with Hood out of anybody here at the station.
Big fans of Cap and J Hood.
I hear jabs all the time. I always hear jabs.
I mean,
I hear jabs from one personality, from one group to the other group, and I was just curious.
Jay Mitch, when you hang out with your friends, whether you're watching a game, whether you're at a bar, whether you're doing whatever, are there not jabs?
Yeah, jabs can come across.
Okay.
Does Cap have his own table because of the Hall of Fame? Like, are we not allowed at the same area as him?
Ask J-Mitch. J-Mitch, does Cap have his own table?
The coordinator. I don't decide that. The coordinator has to figure it out.
Okay, all right. Yep, the wedding coordinator. We'll figure it out. Yeah. J-Mitch, thank you, and thank you for listening on your drives back and forth, okay?
10-4.
Appreciate it, Jay Mitch. And hey, it's a good question. It's a good debatable question. If we had one table, how many people sit at a table normally? It's like
10 or 12.
Yeah, 10 per table,
10
right?
Usually.
So five couples.
Yeah, five couples.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, I think we could get all the shows at one table. That would be that'd be more than enough.
No, we'd have to do a 12 because you'd have Cap and Jay Hood. Okay. So that's
Carmen and Yurko.
Waddle and Sylvie.
That's eight. And then
I understand, but I'm saying plus ones.
Yeah. Well, then plus ones, you're right. We have to conquer
and
divide.
Do 12. Well, you'd have to just do 12 at a time.
I'm going
to
call it right now. I know what Jay Mitch is trying to get at. Here's the answer. Ready? Bleck, Abdallah, both of our dates, our wives, hopefully, if they will accept the dates. Cap, Mindy, boom, table. That's what Jay Mitch is asking for. We're at the Cap table. That's what Jay Mitch wanted to know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're at the table with Cap.
Plenty of laughs, plenty of cheers.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
I mean, to be honest.
Take that's flying back and forth.
I've sat with Cap at
I'll ask for the dinner rolls, and I'll get a take that.
I've sat with Cap at our annual holiday party.
Yeah.
I've sat with Eric and his wife at our annual holiday party.
I think I sat with Eric and Cap last year.
Yeah, last year. Well, not last year. The year before.
Yeah, whenever.
You know what I mean.
Whenever. Non-pandemic year.
The last one. Yeah, the last one.
The last time things were normal.
The last party.
That's what he wanted to know.
Yeah.
We'll sit with
this. And you know who sits next to us? Chauncey,
yes.
Chauncey's right there, always.
Boom.
Hey, guys.
All right.
How you doing?
See, there's the answer.
How you been?
George in Old Town. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, George?
I think this Russell Wilson thing could really happen. If you look at Seattle, they're the worst. They got to get past L.A., San Francisco, and Arizona. And they need a reset. They don't have any draft capital. They need to rebuild worse than the Bears do. If they want to run the ball, I mean, with those draft picks, they can get a quarterback. They can get an Ian Book. There's plenty of draft capital or picks available for them. And, you know, they can also do that deal that we talked about. If we have to give them, the two draft picks plus the defensive end of choice, Quinn or you know, our powerhouse, fine. It's a deal that could get done.
I like the optimism. I think one of the things that I would look at, George, with the situation is like that the Bears don't really have too much that's desirable of a team being willing. Like, I get it from our perspective. We want it to happen because we want that quarterback. If you're Seattle, what do the Bears have to offer that is desirable? I would guess it's just first-round picks for the next 4 years, right? Like, first-round mm-hmm. picks, as many draft options that you can give them, and just give up everything to get Russell Wilson. Well, so, like, I find it hard to believe in the context of that. Like, Seattle, like, are they going to look at the Bears and say there's something they want there? I don't know.
Well, people were saying yesterday that it would be cheaper than Watson. I don't necessarily think so. I don't think that I don't think the cost is going to be cheaper. I think that the amount of picks, you're going to get 3 first-round picks regardless. And then whatever else is extra. Like, I saw 3 first-round picks in Bosa from the 49ers. Like, that's ridiculous to me.
It is like, ridiculous.
Like, that's a generational defensive player.
Yeah.
And 3 first-round picks?
Right. Ugh. Steven Crown Point, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So about this Russell Wilson situation, I don't know. It's really hard to say. I think if they're really serious about maybe, if it's even a possibility, maybe take this year and try to not necessarily retool, but gain some of those extra pieces to make him even want to consider coming here in the first place. I know he put it on his list, but you need to make it appealing. He's tired of getting hit. Being here in Chicago, I don't know if that's going to be much different at the moment. But what do you guys think about possibly finding a way to keep Allen Robinson and also maybe trying to go after Kenny Golladay and having those two as a duo?
Well, I would like to pair them up. I don't know if Ryan Pace can pull that off and keep mm-hmm. his eye on the ball of trying to land a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot to ask for,
mm-hmm.
Especially from a GM who seems to struggle at finding good top-level talent offensively. He found Allen Robinson, but unfortunately, he has now gotten to this point where Allen Robinson may not be here. He found him, and now it's like we kind of botched this.
I know we have a lot to do, but Cap has responded as to why he didn't report the news when he should have reported it.
Did he text you?
He tweeted it at you? Can't rush the reporting, kid. Fist emoji,
see?
Thumbs up emoji.
Hold on. Did I not call it? Did I not call that he was checking his sources?
He was checking his second source and a third source, and his fourth source was checking the fourth source and the third source and your source.
Yeah, okay. Johnny in Vegas, you're on ESPN 1000. I told you.
You got a lot to do, man.
Johnny.
What's up, fellas? Hey, how you guys doing? Happy Friday phone calls. You guys did a great job in Erico. Hey, Abdallah, I went after you the other day for eating Jimmy John's while you were I was trying to get on a Wallow Sylvie, and I couldn't understand you. And so the whole point of this conversation is that
he had a mouthful of sandwich, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a mouthful of meat, double meat.
Mm-hmm. I eat my lunch during the break, so.
Yeah, no, I get it. I love it. I love you for that, and that's great. But it was double meat. But so sitting here, our Twitch crew, I'm pretty sure, wants to know, Black.
Yeah.
You look like a buck 40 wet. So, like, can you, like, explain to us what mm-hmm. you eat, like, on a daily basis? Because we know Zetterman yeah. talks about it all morning, and all those other guys, you know, they make fun of what they eat. But
I know.
We never hear you, so tell us. So I'm going to hang up. And
well, Johnny, you know how I roll. Like, I
remember. Eats like a five-year-old.
Well, no, I don't.
You do.
Go ahead. Tell Johnny.
No, you do. You eat a little cheese sandwich.
No,
You've got string cheese.
You've got string
cheese that you bring with you every once in a while. And then at home, it's either a pizza, a Chipotle, or a nugget platter. Am I wrong?
Okay, so.
Yeah, you're wrong.
So nuggets. Okay, so where we're going with this is Abdallah loves double meat and black nuggets.
Nuggets, yes.
So
yes,
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Johnny. Thanks, Johnny. Thank you. No, I mean. I guess it's been a little bit of time since then, but like producing with Danny Zetterman and producing for Cap and the three of us being together in the morning, like they didn't want to enjoy anything.
No,
they just want lettuce, nothing else. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's all they want.
Yeah,
and they want to tell you that everything you're eating is not keto.
Just a loose lettuce and some
kombucha.
So to answer, I'll answer Johnny's question. I did like a sausage egg muffin this morning.
Okay.
Obviously coffee. Mm-hmm, I mean, who doesn't drink coffee? You can't live without coffee, especially iced coffee. Iced coffee is the best. And what? I had a turkey sandwich for lunch that I made at home, brought it with me, trying to be responsible.
Really
trying to cut down on spending when I don't have to in that situation. Tonight, I don't know what I'm going to eat. Last night, I had fettuccine Alfredo. But see, here's the thing, Johnny. I don't weigh 145. It's like 157-ish.
It's a little specific.
I was over 160 when,
yeah,
like,
157.25.
When gyms were open, I was over 160, but I've lost all muscle mass since the pandemic started because I don't go to gyms anymore, so I don't lift weights anymore. I try and do push-ups at home, and I run a lot. So there were a couple weeks there below 20 degrees. I'm not doing that, so I didn't run outside. I just started running outside again this week because the temps got above 30, and that's it. Song of the night coming up next.
Yeah, we got a lot to do, dude.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Sitting here, tell me what you eat. We got stuff to do. Let's go. Fast speed. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We don't have a lot of time. We got too much to do.
At the end of Friday's show here on Black and Abdallah, each week we like to get to our favorite segment. It's called Good Question. This is what we do. We listen to all of the programming here on ESPN 1000 all day long, each and every day. And when a host asks a question to a guest on the phone and the guest says good or great question, we score a point. We've been playing this game for over 3 years. This is the fourth season of this silly game that we've played. Right now in 2021, what does our leaderboard look like today?
We got a bunch of people tied at two, but Cap and Waddle have three.
Wow, there we go. Let's get to good question.
Dad, I got a question for, can I get an answer?
Question,
you're going to take any questions?
You want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
How could you ask me a question like that?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Dad, I got a question for, can I get an answer?
This week's edition of Good Question, here it is.
Who is the best comp in your current quarterbacks in the league to Zach Wilson?
He was
a... You know, that's a great question.
Do you believe he wants out?
Greeny,
on a different team?
Disheveled board up, Bubba.
It's a great question.
Brock, there's some smoke. Whoa! Is there any fire here?
That's a good question, Tom.
Oh, that's it.
Wow.
Waddle with a commanding two-question lead.
Tommy over the middle and Greeny. That's all we get for good questions this week. Let's get to the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Each night at 6:50 here on Black and Abdallah, we bring you the song of the night. Tonight, Blink 182. All the small things.
I love this song.
1999.
It's not my favorite Blink 182 song, but for some reason I had it in my head. Damn, it's my favorite song by them probably.
All the small things, true care.
But this is the one with the video where they're all dressed up and they're making fun of all the boy bands.
Yeah. Most notably Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Because they're in the airplane hangar.
And listen, I like Tom, but I think Matt Skiba's a better singer.
Wow.
But Tom has the perfect punk voice.
Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off.
Everything has extra vowels on it. And like, I've been seeing Blink 182 since their Dude Ranch days, like in concert. They're such a good live band. Such a good live band.
You know, you mentioned the video, and it was Blink 182 came into the height of their popularity right at a time when boy bands, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys were dominating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, but Blink 182 over here is just as popular. So, yeah. Like, they were spoofing on those acts, but they were also getting the same airplay on TRL and MTV at the same time.
We're getting well-actuated again.
What?
Actually, I'm getting well-actuated.
For what?
Because I said punk voice and not pop punk voice. Grow up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry it's not the Sex Pistols or the Exploited. I'm sorry the Blink-182 didn't play at CBGB's. Shut up.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
What a great way to end the week. Getting well-actuated on one of your favorite bands.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. They play power chords fast and they sing about breakups. It's punk. Shut
here,
up.
Give it to Travis Barker here. The night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial.
We'll do no effects next time.
There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, we'll make sure I break out the rancid for everybody.
Turn the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Go get some sleep.
I'm going to take a nap.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.